Good to talk to those guys. Good to hear from those guys. And, of course, Rusty will be back up here with me for the juniors game. Nigel Wilkins with me here for the senior game, 21-21 at halftime.
Great game.
Been a spectacular game. Lots of plays, lots of big plays.
Yes, from both sides. Defensive side, you got Thornton. He's making some big stops there. Chavez, a couple guys that are making Big Bear Barker.
Yep.
Making some big stops on the other side. Vakari Swain, 5 catches, 99 yards, a touchdown. He's been performing great in this game when he gets the ball in his hands. Ben Guthrie on the other side. I mean, he's been pressured that drive right before the half. It's like 2 sacks there. He's cool, calm, and collected. Made the throw on the outside there to Ethan Christian. Got them in the red zone. He's performing great. I think he got 106 yards, 2 touchdowns. Those kind of standouts for me.
All right, let's take a look at the halftime stats, the team stats. They're presented by Gatorade. And you see, not a lot of rushing for the American team, minus 9 yards right there.
Yeah, not able to get it kind of going on the ground, but leaning more on the passing attack, 181 yards. So we'll see if they kind of try to get it going a little bit in the second half of the running game, but probably leaning on the passing game. They've been performing great. Each team has a turnover so far. Both teams very aggressive on fourth down, but they've been converting both for 3 for 3, and they're kind of going back and forth. But the big thing has been the turnovers. I believe Nationals had 2 turnovers. They were able to get a punch out from both Brookwood players, Noah Holton, and then also the other player was able to get a big interception. I thought those were huge also in the first half.
It's an all-star game. No punting in an all-star game, right? We're going for it on fourth down. Let's take a look at the first half highlights. And Keegan Stover, we haven't seen him really since that opening series. He injured that opening touchdown drive, then Ben Guthrie, and then Stover scored again.
Yes, big run there. Nice downfield throw here from Gray. Hitting Elko.
Yep. Elko had a nice first half. There's Vakari Swain, yep. And here's that speed.
Turns it on the Jets there. South Carolina signee having a great first half. Gray throws the interception right there. Corey Elliott there with the pick. Big fumble there.
And as you mentioned, the Brookwood players had a couple of big forced turnovers in that first half on the defensive side.
That they did. And another thing to watch on the second half is also that National defensive line. They're really getting after it, really making the American kind of quarterbacks feel uncomfortable. But a late touchdown there from Temple receiver Cam Vaughn was really impressed. I think you saw some great storylines this year. I mean, you've seen kind of the Gainesville program under first-year head coach Josh Niblett. They get on the state final. Carrollton moves up to 7A. They make it all the way to the state final. Trading blows back and forth with Mill Creek, who just looked dominant. Ever since their Buford loss, they just looked dominant. Defensively, they were kind of firing on all cylinders, and they held tough in the first half, but, you know, they kind of just pulled away there in the second. But those two stories I thought were great this
season. Yeah, and Josh Lovelady told us, you know, that loss to Buford, you never like to lose, but that was a good thing for his team.
Yep.
Helped them reset and refocus, and you were exactly right. They were a different team after that Buford loss on October 14th. Didn't lose again. It was the only loss of the year. Guthrie does run for the first down to keep the game going.
Guthrie carries for a first down.
You know, in the Alpharetta story, talking about Ben Guthrie, the Alpharetta story, them getting back, this is the best season they've had since the days of Josh Dobbs.
That's a great point. I think Jason Kirvin, he's just doing a great job there as the head coach. I talked to him a couple times this season. And he really, I think, has a good pulse on that program. I think he can really ultimize kind of their potential. And they got a lot of good young players coming back. Obviously, you're going to lose your quarterback, Guthrie. You're going to need some young guys to kind of step up. But I think he got something, you know, brewing over there.
Yep, the Alpharetta story was certainly a good one this year, a team that rebounded and made the playoffs, was a factor in the region. Those were all great things. All those storylines were really good storylines this year.
For sure.
Maybe the last play of the game right here. Guthrie fires for a touchdown. A 4-touchdown day for Ben Guthrie in the Georgia Elite Classic. Great way for that young man to cap a phenomenal senior season.
You talk about elevating your stock, and you talk about putting out some good tape. Ben Guthrie has done that today. His 4th touchdown, 2nd to Ethan Christian. He has done the same thing here today. I think he has over 150-plus yards receiving. I mean, just great there. They're not obviously not going to get the win, but Guthrie put out some good tape today, really showed that he can be elusive in the pocket, extend plays, look downfield, and hit strikes down the field all game long. So really impressed.
What a phenomenal performance by our player of the game, Ben Guthrie. Going to cap it with a touchdown here at the end. It's not going to change who wins or loses, but on a game where a lot of it's about the individual performance woven within the team performance, and he throws a two-point conversion on the final pass of his high school football career.